Ezekiel chapter 32. Then it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, deliver a lamentation for Pharaoh king of Egypt, and say to him, You resemble a lion cub among the nations, and you are like a serpent in the seas, and you have broken through into your rivers, and you have made the water turbid with your feet, and you have stirred up mud in their rivers. This is what my Lord the Lord says. So I will spread my net over you with an assembly of many peoples, and they will bring you up in my netting. And I will abandon you in the land. I will dump you in the open country, and I will cause all kinds of birds of the sky to settle on you. And I will satisfy the animals of all the land with you. And I will put your flesh on the mountains, and I will fill the valleys with your lofty person. And I will give drink to the land, which will flow with you, with your blood, on the mountains. And the channels will be filled with you. And I will veil the sky when I extinguish you, and I obscure its stars. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon will not shine its light. I will obscure all sources of light in the sky over you, and I will put darkness over your land, says the Lord, the Lord. And I will provoke the heart of many nations to anger, when I bring your demise about among the nations in the countries which you have not known. And I will make many nations astonished at you, and their kings will shudder in horror at you, when I brandish my sword in front of them. And they will tremble all the time, each man for his life, on the day of your demise. For this is what the Lord, says. The king of Babylon's sword will come to you. I will cause the fall of your hoard by the swords of warriors, all of them being fierce people from the Gentiles. And they will plunder the splendour of Egypt, and all its hoard will be destroyed. And I will obliterate all its cattle from places at much water, and no man's foot will make it turbid any more, nor will hooves of cattle make it turbid. Then I will make their water subside, and I will make their rivers flow like oil, says the Lord, the Lord. When I make the land of Egypt a desolation, and the land is made devoid of its fullness, when I strike all those who live in it, and they will know that I am the Lord. That is the lamentation with which they shall lament it. The daughters of the nations will lament it. They will lament it, Egypt and all its hoard, says the Lord, the Lord. Then it came to pass in the 12th year, on the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, bewail the hoard of Egypt and lament its descent, it and the daughters of the noble nations, to the underworld, with those who go down to the pit. Who is there that you are more of a delight than they? Descend and be laid down with the uncircumcised. They will fall among those struck through by the sword. It has been delivered to the sword. Drag it and all its hordes away. The mighty among the warriors will speak to him from inside the grave with his helpers. They have descended. They lie uncircumcised, struck through by the sword. Assyria is there, with all its assembled people. Around him are his graves. All of them are those struck through who fell by the sword. And its sepulchres were made at the sides of the pit, and its assembled people are around its burial place. They are all those who were struck through, who fell by the sword, who struck terror in the land of the living. Elam is there, with all its hoard around its burial place. They were all struck through, who fell by the sword, who descended uncircumcised to the underworld, who struck terror in the land of the living, but they bore their ignominy with those who descend into the pit. Its bed was appointed among those struck through, among all its hoard. Around it are its graves. They are all uncircumcised, struck through by the sword, for they struck terror in the land of the living, but they bore their ignominy with those who descend into the pit. He is consigned to the company of those struck through. Meshech, Tubal, and all its hoard are there. Around him are its sepulchres. They are all uncircumcised, struck through by the sword, for they struck terror in the land of the living. and they will not lie with the warriors who fell, those of the uncircumcised who have descended to the grave with their weapons of war. For their swords were put under their heads, but their iniquities are in their bones, for they were the terror of warriors in the land of the living. And as for you, you will be overthrown among the uncircumcised, and you will lie with those struck through by the sword. Edom is there, as are its kings and all its princes, who for their valour have been placed with those struck through by the sword. They will lie with the uncircumcised, and with those who descend into the pit. All the princes of the north are there, and all the Sidonians, who descended with those struck through. On account of their campaign of terror, they are ashamed of their show of strength, and they will lie uncircumcised with those struck through by the sword. And they will bear their ignominy with those who descend into the pit. Pharaoh will see them, and he will be comforted over all his hoard, those struck through with the sword. Pharaoh and all his forces, says the Lord, the Lord. For I have put my terror in the land of the living, and he will be laid among the uncircumcised, with those struck through by the sword. Pharaoh and all his hoard, says the Lord, the Lord.